Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Michigan Mobile Musings, a weekly broadcast from the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, MTAM for short, hosted by Melissa Burney. Do you want to learn how personalization, automation, content, and context are changing a brand's relationship with consumers and what steps you can take to build a more robust and long-term relationship with your customers? Then the Gone Digital Conference from the Troy Chamber of Commerce is a must-attend for you. Joining me today is Jessica Ruska, Director of Communications at the Troy Chamber of Commerce, and Linda Degent, Executive Director of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, to discuss the upcoming Gone Digital Marketing Conference taking place on October 26th from 8 to 11:30 a.m. Welcome, Jessica. I'm so glad you could join us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. So we're here today to talk about your organization's upcoming Gone Digital Marketing Conference. Why don't we start a little bit with having you tell us a bit about the Troy Chamber and the work that it does?
Absolutely. So the Troy Chamber of Commerce is in Troy, Michigan, and we are a business organization. We promote economic growth in the region, and we do that with strategic networking opportunities, educational programming, and various resources that we provide to help businesses grow.
Fantastic. Does the Chamber only serve businesses geographically located in Troy?
You know, it actually doesn't. We cater to local cities that are adjacent to us, anything kind of in Southeast Michigan. We have members who have, you know, their business located in Detroit, even as far north as Oxford. So we're kind of all over the map. As long as it's kind of in that Southeast region, you know, we cater to them. And the reason is because Troy doesn't have a real downtown. So we're more of a B2B chamber, where a lot of chambers, you know, host the community parades and stuff like that. We don't really do any of that stuff. We're more focused on providing those B2B strategic relationships, and most of our events revolve around networking opportunities, and those are various. We do more structured ones, and then we also do more educational ones with local CEOs and, you know, industry opinion leaders, I would say.
Excellent. So now let's talk about the Gone Digital Marketing Conference. Is this the first time this conference is being held?
Yeah, so every year in October we do a conference, and we change the topic every year. Last year we did customer service and sales. The year before we did public relations. So this year we're doing digital marketing, and we're really excited about it. We've kind of held different workshops throughout the year kind of leading up to this, all kind of tying into that digital marketing umbrella. So everything we've kind of been doing as far as workshops this year has led up to this conference, and we're really excited because the topics are really unique and kind of dive in a little deeper on different topics under digital marketing instead of just focusing on the 101, you know, social media 101. People are kind of over that now. They get the gist of it, and now they kind of want those details that will kind of help them practice this on a, you know, more strategically with their customers.
Very nice. I agree with a lot of people are now moving past the 101. So it's exciting to hear that you're going on to the next step. Can you tell us how and why the idea for this conference came about?
Yeah, so my background, I'm the Director of Communications at the Chamber, and, you know, just with technology is constantly changing, the way we communicate has changed so much in the last 10 years, and a lot of small businesses, but also, you know, bigger size C-level companies, you know, they may not have the staff that really knows kind of what's up and coming. So we wanted to grab those experts who could kind of help both, you know, the smaller businesses, but also, you know, those larger marketing departments kind of navigate some of this new territory that people may not know about or, you know, not have the resources to learn more about it. So we're kind of trying to provide that.
Excellent. Can you give us an overview of the event and its focus? You've kind of done that a little bit, but can you expand on that a little?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got really interesting topics. We've got four keynote sessions, and they're all kind of keynote because they're so different and they're all so important. So I'll just run through the four topics real quick. We've got how the news media is engaging viewers in the digital age. Della Cassia, the director of communications at Detroit Public Television, is going to be spearheading this conversation. A really interesting topic that I'm looking forward to as well is a second look at the second screen. Jamie Michelson, the CEO of SMZ Advertising, is basically going to be telling our audience how people are now using a second screen, you know, whether it's their phone or their iPad while they watch TV. So if you're, you know, advertising on TV or you're advertising on your mobile device, how are you capturing that audience? How are you engaging them when our attention span just continues to get, you know, more lower and more limited because we're just constantly being stimulated by all these different things? So I'm really excited for that. It's kind of a different way to look at things, and it's very on trend with kind of what we're seeing happening, you know, in digital marketing and the way people advertise and kind of engage with their screens. Another topic that we are doing is the evolution of SEO, so kind of the origin story of that, and then how it's changed since its origin, and then strategies for what's next. That should be a really comprehensive presentation. Antoine Dublicard at Media Genesis, he's the president over there, has a great background on SEO, and it's just a fascinating story of kind of how search engines kind of are, you know, just really changed how we receive information. So that should be a really interesting conversation. And then the last one is Linda Deschand is going to be doing mobile-first marketing for small businesses. I'm really excited about that because mobile marketing is just, you know, the budget that companies give to mobile marketing is increasing every year. And, you know, people need to start thinking now how they can reach their customers online because more and more people are only using their phone to search for things, to look up things. And that's kind of the future, you know. Soon enough, we're going to be paying for stuff with our phones. So how to capture that audience early on is so important. So that should be a fantastic presentation as well. I'm just really excited about the sessions that we're offering for our audience this year.
It sounds really exciting. I know, like, as soon as you mentioned the second screen, sure, I'm watching TV at night, I'm playing with my tablet, and then I'm thinking, well, gosh, there's even that third screen because I do my social media more on my phone now than my tablet, but I'm using my tablet for other things. So that's a really, I think, that's a great observation.
Absolutely. Think about how many times you're watching that sporting event or even the debates, you know, and you're live tweeting, you're following the conversation online. At least I do that constantly, and it makes me feel connected to, you know, everyone. And kind of it's nice that you kind of have an immediate pulse on, like, what's being talked about. And, yeah, it's just really exciting time to be in digital marketing. And because it's also new, there's an opportunity to kind of hit the ground running and, like, really get in there and you know, make a digital presence for yourself before your competitors because it's still not being used as much as it should be.
Absolutely. And you did point out, so the Twitter feed during the debates, I actually love the Twitter feed more than even, like, the recap from the analysts and things like that because you're getting
everyone
else's perspective.
Absolutely. Yes. And people are so creative, you know. They, you know, can whip up a meme in a second, and, you know, you're just seeing people create on the fly, and it's kind of inspiring, you know. It's like, wow, this is really happening. People are creating things, and it's not like they're getting paid for it. They're just, you know, it's entertainment, and it's like another entertainment avenue while you're being entertained on the TV. It's very fascinating.
Exactly. And like you said, so people are creating on the fly. Well, it's amazing to see what people do create and why it's so important. So I can't even remember, I think I saw a statistic about the number of tweets around some of the presidential debates. It's a huge opportunity that businesses can potentially miss if they're not also out engaging in the areas where consumers are.
That's such an excellent point. And it's so true, because that one, you know, tweet that company sends out, if it's poignant and it's witty, I mean, I've seen, you know, various news channels and even comedy talk shows, you know, bring up those tweets that companies send out. So it's like you could get free publicity out of it, and then your customers are hearing about it through those channels. So it's just, it's a great way to do business in your sleep, kind of, you know, just sending out the strategic tweets and being part of that. It all kind of, you know, helps your bottom line.
Absolutely. Well said. So who's the target audience for this event? Who do you really hope to see attend?
Well, we're hoping to capture the small business owner who maybe doesn't have a strong marketing budget, someone who can learn a few tips to do it on their own, as well as, you know, maybe those companies that have a budget, they have a marketing department, but just to kind of give them some extra knowledge and training on some of the more specifics when it comes to SEO, when it comes to mobile advertising, when it comes to how to engage your viewers, you know, through news. I think it's a different, we're trying to attract both of those, you know, small business owners, but also the larger marketing departments. And I think we've done that with the, you know, various sessions that we're offering. They're not just focused for one or the other. So I think that there's something that everyone can kind of take away from it. But anyone who's interested in marketing and even personal branding, I think, would get a lot out of this. Personal branding is so important nowadays, and it definitely, you know, adds to your net worth if you know how to brand yourself online. So I think people who are interested in that as well would get a lot out of the presentations.
Thank you. So is there a particular challenge that maybe members are coming to you and saying, gosh, you know, I'm really struggling with this?
Maybe not necessarily specifically, but what we've noticed is our workshops that we held this year were very well attended, because people didn't really know that some of these things existed. For example, visual storytelling, how to tell a story about your brand, about your company online, on Facebook, on your blog, and how to do that with just more than saying, oh, we've got a sale going on. You know, how to tell that visually with, you know, multimedia. And people were like, wow, this is really great. And I went home with some ways that I could personally do this without having to spend a lot of money. So that was really important to us. Another one we just held was the art of social listening and online brand engagement. Just giving your customers that extra engagement online, you know, making sure that you're responding to their questions in a timely manner, things like that, just helpful tips. And it definitely got a lot of great feedback from attendees who just felt like these are things that kind of go beyond the 101 that I've seen so much, that I've heard so much, just strategies for how to really connect with my customers. So that I would say that's the biggest thing is, you know, we hear a lot that how do I build that audience online if I'm starting from scratch, you know? So just kind of giving them tools to grow their customer base online and engage them without spending a lot of money, but also knowing that there is opportunity if you do have a budget to put something together, but also, you know, outsource that if you need. So, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is just showing people that there are resources available depending on, you know, what your budget is.
Fantastic. What fields would you classify under digital marketing?
So I would say social media, mobile advertising, display advertising, you know, anything where you're connecting with customers online, anything where it's a digital conversation. And I don't even think that it necessarily, I mean, you should have a call to action, but it doesn't need to be, you know, buy this product. It could be sign up for my newsletter. It could be, you know, come to my event. It means so many different things, but I think it always has some sort of call to action, but that doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, buying something, or at least not right away. There needs to be a few touch points so that your customer builds that trust, kind of understands your brand, and then kind of takes the plunge and you know, buys something from you. But I think a lot of it is a conversation, too. You can't just, you know, constantly be pushing a product or an event or service down your customer's throat online. You need to vary your messaging to include things that, you know, that they're interested in and that they're going to have an emotional connection to. And that is done with market research. There's a lot to digital marketing. It's not just like, oh, let me put a Facebook post up today. And I think that's a big misconception, too, that I think is getting better. People are seeing, wow, that this is, you know, this could bring in money if I'm doing it right. So, just showing people that it's important. But digital marketing is so important. It's not going anywhere. Social media is here to stay, and it's constantly evolving. So, yeah, I think that umbrella is going to continue to grow, and I'm excited to kind of see where it goes, especially in the next 10 years.
Exactly. There's two campaigns that come to mind as you're speaking. Apple, of course, does things really, really well. If you watch their commercials or how they connect with people online, their commercials, there's no talking. It's just images. It's a cute, peppy little you know, music number that's playing in the background. So they're compelling you, right? They're giving you an idea, a message. They're planting an idea. And then the other one is Coke. Do you remember the Coke campaign where you could actually, I think it was Coke Zero. But anyway, you could drink it. So people were holding their phone up by billboards or downloading like a drinkable straw to get an experience. Those were two fantastic campaigns that were mostly digital, basically. They were out there. They were engaging the customer. And things like that just are remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, that is the future of, you know, advertising, is just being able to digitally connect in that way and give someone an experience, like you mentioned. And yeah, like you said, Apple, I think it's important that people realize marketing is so much more when you tell a story without really telling it verbally. I think people get stuck. You know, I see those commercials where the person's talking, but then also the letter, you know, the words they're saying are appearing on the screen. It's kind of that double, okay, stimuli. I'm seeing it twice, so I'm going to remember it, but it doesn't work for an advertisement. It's, like you said, it's a catchy tune. It's the just very strong visuals that make people pay attention. And I think the best way to tell a story is not saying anything at all and just showing it visually really stays with people a lot more. Coca-Cola does a great job of that too, like you mentioned. That example, another great example that they did, it was the Olympics commercial where they had all the children from all over the world singing, I think it was the national anthem or their national anthems, but that was really strong. And visually stunning and just a very simple idea, but really well executed. And I think more and more you're going to see people start to do, or they're already starting to do, but really taking advantage of making that kind of connection, not just on TV, but really, you know, through Snapchat, through Instagram, and trying to capture a younger audience that's, you know, the purchase decision makers, either in their family, their, you know, if they're children, you know, I want this, I want that, or just the millennials, you know, or kind of taking over the workforce.
Absolutely. So one of the speakers you mentioned earlier, Linda Deschamps, CEO of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, is also joining us today. We had previewed that earlier. Linda, welcome, and can you tell us what you'll be sharing with the event audience today?
Absolutely, happy to do that. Well, as was mentioned earlier, I'll be discussing mobile-first marketing for small businesses, and as part of that, we'll talk about, first off, why mobile marketing is a very important channel to include in your overall marketing strategy. We'll talk a little bit about how consumers are using mobile and how they respond to it, to try to give businesses an idea of how to most effectively use it. We'll talk about what are the benefits of using it for the firms that are going there. We'll talk about different types of mobile marketing that are available, which there's quite a lot of them, and how to determine which of those options are the best ones for their firm to use. We'll talk about how to get started doing it, and we'll also talk about that there are rules and regulations, some of them literally legal rules and regulations that they have to be aware of when they're using mobile marketing to make sure that they don't get on the wrong side of the law. And so we want to make sure that they're aware of that information as well.
Linda, do you think that mobile marketing can be effective for small businesses? Or do they really need to be a larger business to take advantage of it?
No, mobile marketing is, I like to call it the great equalizer. It is one of those tools for marketing that truly can make a small business look like a large business, and it really is something that they can do extremely effectively, and no, they definitely do not need to be a large business to take advantage of it.
So you heard us talking, you heard Jessica and I talking earlier about how important mobile marketing is. Can you share some thoughts about that?
Well, it's, as I said, it's the great equalizer. It's something that businesses can do, whether they're, you know, a one-person business or a small business with 10 people that maybe doesn't even have a dedicated marketing person. It's something that they can learn to do easily. It's something that if you have a strategy that you put in place, it really is something that can begin to function for you 24 hours a day without you having to constantly be on top of it. And it's something that you can do extremely cost effectively, which is extremely critical to a small business in particular.
Linda, thank you so much for sharing that information. Jessica, for those interested in attending the event, can you share the details such as the date, time, location, and cost for the event?
Absolutely. So the event, Gone Digital Marketing Conference, is Wednesday, October 26th from 8 to 11:30 a.m. And it will be held at Altair headquarters in Troy, Michigan, 1820 East Big Beaver Road is the address. Attendance, tickets are $35 for members, $45 for non-members of Troy Chamber. And you can register at troychamber.com. The first picture that comes up on our home screen is for the Digital Marketing Conference, and that will take you right to the event page. Or you could give us a call, 248-641-8151.
Excellent. And so I always ask participants, what's the goal of the event, and what do you think, what would be your definition of success?
Well, the goal of the event is definitely to, you know, hopefully the attendees get a lot of information out of the different sessions and just leave feeling like they have a better understanding of what makes up digital marketing and different strategies that they can use to better connect with their customers online, and also just have a better overall understanding of how some of these things work and kind of what's going on, you know, when it in regards to how the news media is engaging viewers digitally, you know, how advertisers are engaging customers who have a second screen in front of them. As Linda mentioned, how these small business owners can take advantage of mobile marketing with a small budget, and just how people can use SEO without spending a lot of money, you know, and that goes, Antoine will talk about that, but, you know, a lot of that is with keywords and just being strategic about what you're writing on your website and stuff like that. So, there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of different things. And I just hope that people kind of get a little bit of everything from that, each section, that they take away personally and feel like, okay, this is something that I can implement right away that will make a difference for my business. So that's kind of what I feel like the goal is. And I think just that feedback, getting that feedback from our attendees would be a great indicator of, you know, its success. And the way we'll figure that out is we always send out a survey after our event to attendees to kind of see what they liked, what they didn't like, and, you know, get some feedback on what they would maybe like us to kind of expand upon, if they'd like to see a topic explored further. Those are things that we use to kind of plan our programming for next year.
Very nice. Is there anything else about the event or the Troy Chamber of Commerce that you'd like to share with our audience?
You know, I think digital marketing, if it's not something you studied or if it, you know, it's not something you've ever focused on, it could seem overwhelming, but it's not, and it's so important. So I would just say, you know, if you're someone who's been reluctant to kind of really dive into this, don't be, because it's really not that hard, and I think you'll find that it really will help bring new customers and reach new audiences that are really just, you know, using on their, you know, the internet search engines to find products and services that they want. So I think just having an open mind and coming to learn and just, yeah, I think it's important. I hope people just realize that this isn't going anywhere, that they really do need to invest in digital marketing if they want their business to be, you know, grow moving forward. So yeah, I would say I'd like to see people who maybe aren't so sure about what to do, maybe feel a little overwhelmed, kind of bite the bullet and come, and you know, we'll ease their worries, and we'll make it digestible so that they leave feeling like, okay, I can handle this, and there are a few things I can do right now to jump in and make a difference in my business.
Well said. Jessica, Linda, I'd like to thank you so much for joining us today. The Gone Digital Conference from the Troy Chamber of Commerce sounds like a must attend. I've really enjoyed hearing your perspective about digital marketing, how it's changing, and how businesses really can use this as an effective tool to reach their consumers. So as you both shared today, mobile marketing is becoming increasingly more important, and to remain competitive, a business really needs to embrace it and use it well. So thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. MTAM provides excellent resources for businesses and individuals in the mobile wireless space. For more information about the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan or upcoming events, please visit our website at gomobilemichigan.org or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at GoMobileMI. Thanks so much for listening, and make it a fantastic week.